New study finds that the air breathed by passengers on the Gold Line light rail system is cleaner than the air breathed by passengers on the Red Line subway. But both are cleaner than the air along freeway corridors. We're joined now live by author of the study, Professor Constantino Siotis. Professor, how do you measure something like this?
Well, we actually have these devices that classify particles into different size ranges. And then we do chemical analysis on the collected samples. The way we do that is basically have these samplers that are, they're battery operated. And so we put them in a small carry-on, and which is like any other carry-on luggage that you carry in an airport. And so we ride the trains of the Red and the Gold Line, and we spend, my students and I daily, a few hours. We collect, sufficient samples for analysis, and then we just repeat the same thing for a number of days until we have a sufficient number of samples to then, to do the analysis and determine the chemical composition and the toxicological progress of
particles. At first blush, it would seem to make sense because the subway, of course, in a confined space, but both of these trains are electric, so they have no real emissions, or do they?
No, you're absolutely correct. There is no emission. So I think you're referring to combustion, essentially. So no, there is no combustion. And the only reason that the concentration of some of the trace elements and metals are somewhat higher in the subway, the Red Line as opposed to the Gold Line, is that basically, subway dust is primarily generated by frictional process of wheels, rails, and brakes. And so, if you think about it, most of these, the rail is actually iron and manganese based. I mean, it's basically a metal alloy, that is composed by these elements with maybe a little bit of chromium in it. So, with braking and, all of these high temperature processes, it's conceivable that some of these materials released in the atmosphere of the subway system. And because of the, somewhat reduced ventilation compared, for example, to the light rail, you might have some somewhat higher concentrations of these metals. So you're right, there is no combustion, but it's basically a process of mostly, abrasive processes.
Very quickly, are we looking at any kind of a health threat on either system?
Not if you compare it to what you're actually breathing inside the freeway. So, I mean, the air, I wanted to stress this point that particularly when it comes to the Gold Line, so the light rail, the air inside the trains is actually cleaner than almost any other urban site that we have in Los Angeles. So it's basically, it's not by any stretch of the imagination a clean room. It wasn't intended to be as such. You have doors and mostly doors opening and closing fairly frequently, even in the Gold Line. And so with them, outdoor pollution comes in. But this pollution is at levels that are comparable, if not lower, to what would be your typical, urban air quality in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we do appreciate you joining us, Professor. I'm sorry I have to step in here because we're right up against the end of it, end of the hour, end of the clock. Professor Constantino Siotis, do appreciate you sharing your findings.